Servant Leadership at Work by Dr. Eric Plasker. Losing yourself in service isn't just for the time you spend away from work. Servant leadership at work has recently become a very popular management style. As we know, many people today are choosing to work well past retirement age, sharing their talents and expertise and being valued members of their work teams sometimes into their 90s and beyond. If your work path includes continuing to work to help your place of business have the biggest impact possible, you might want to consider servant leadership at work. So, what is servant leadership? Are you a servant leader already and don't realize it? A servant leader is someone who feels a responsibility in the workplace to help their employees and colleagues contribute at their highest level. They serve people by helping them learn, grow, and feel purposeful. Servant leaders focus on motivating people to perform at their highest possible level. They realize that the focus is on their people, not themselves. Servant leadership encompasses many aspects of the 100-year lifestyle and living your life at 100%. How does someone become a servant leader? There are certain key steps you can take to not only become one, but to excel. According to Robert Kate Greenleaf, there are 10 principles of servant leadership. Listen, without interrupting. Be empathetic to their situation to help them grow. Help others to heal from any bad work experiences they have had in the past. Develop a self-awareness about your own strengths and weaknesses. Use persuasion and influence, not position or power, to get things done. Use big-picture thinking when planning for your team and organization. Think ahead. Always be applying what you are learning to the future. Be an example. Commit by setting aside the time and resources to help your people grow. Build trust by building relationships between team members. It leads to greater productivity. Sound good? If you venture down this path, your colleagues and you will reap the rewards. You will all experience greater job satisfaction, engagement, accountability, and profitability. The statistics are that employees who feel their voices heard are 4.6 times more likely to feel empowered to perform their best work. So, as you continue to define and refine your 100-year lifestyle, consider making servant leadership part of your 100:100. Make having a servant mindset something you do 24/7. In order to serve, you need to be at your best every day. 100-year lifestyle chiropractors are ready to serve you in achieving your 100:100. Contact one today.